The Colindale Gazette is the new podcast from Brian and Roger's Dan Skinner.
If you've got a story for the Colindale Gazette, leave a message, and if we like what we hear, we'll get back to you.
I wonder if any of your readers would be interested in this. It's quite personal. I've never told anyone this, but I've never had much luck in life.
So search for The Colindale Gazette wherever you get your podcasts. You won't regret, you might regret it.
Cheese and Pickle.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Brian and Roger by Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. I was hoping to catch you. I think you said you were out with Ophelia today, going somewhere, taking her somewhere. Anyway, I know that you've done just about everything you possibly can for me help-wise, but I do have a little favour that I would... that I'd like to ask of you, and it's quite a big one, so you know, just sort of teeing you up really. I'll see if I can catch you later. Okay, mate, speak soon, bye bye.
Hi Rog, it's Brian. Yeah, no, I've got Ophelia with me all week. I've done a deal, so she's staying in the flat, but the boys get on with her. She played Xbox with the lads. Yeah, I took her to the zoo earlier, but the fucking lion enclosure's shut. They don't tell you that when you get to the entrance, do they? Cunts. But, yeah, I can do you a favour, mate, as long as it's not weird. All right, mate. Cheers, Roger. Bye.
Hello, Brian. Roger here. Yes, the zoo. Great place. I used to take Jamie there, and he used to... enjoy the sort of the bugs, you know, the weird sort of you know, lizards and things like that. Wasn't interested in the monkeys or anything big, you know. He put his face up against the glass once and monkeys went for him, and that's put him off, I think. Anyway, yeah, look, mate, this is sort of quite important. My parents are coming to town, and I'll be honest with you, they're quite sort of upright, you know, and I haven't really told them about my situation with regarding Claire and you know, losing my job at Frankie and Benny's. So I was just wondering if you could pretend to be my boss, if we could sort of bump into you or go to dinner or something, just so that they could meet you, so that, you know, I could, you know, just sort of show them that everything's okay. Do you know what I mean? I know it's a bit of an ask, mate, but it would really sort of help me out and get me off their back, get them off my back, because they're starting to ask a few tricky questions that I'm finding it hard to answer. Okay, mate, let me know. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Hi, Rog. It's Brian. Yeah. Okay, mate. Yeah, I can... that's fine. I suppose we'd have to have a very clear plan, you know, with regards to who I was, you know, if I was your boss, and what I should say, you know. But if you sort of steer me in the right direction, I can, you know, I can riff on that. But yeah, it'd be great to meet your mum and dad. My dad's long gone. Mother lives in Marseille. She's got a farm in Marseille, but I haven't seen her for 15 years now. Ophelia will be with me, so I hope that's not too big an issue, but she won't mind. She'll just, you know, just keep quiet. But yeah, it's probably specifics. Okay, mate. Cheers. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Yes, good idea to speak about specifics. In terms of where to meet, I thought we could have lunch, and maybe we could have it somewhere posh, but some reasonable. So I was thinking Giraffe, where they do some food from around the world, so you can, you know, take your pick from that. My parents are quite conservative, so, you know, it sort of shows, you know, you can get good, decent English food there, but also, you know, food from around the world. So it shows my mind has been broadened, which is the impression I kind of want to give. In terms of you bringing Ophelia, that's great. I think an Eastern European woman at the table is good, and you've got a wife, so that sort of falls in line with that. In terms of job, mate, I don't mind what I do. You pick something that you feel comfortable talking about, because you're the one that's going to pretend to be the boss. So whatever you are comfortable with, I'll fall in line with that. And just one other request. I don't know if you have a suit, but if you could put that on. I know my dad is sort of very impressed by that sort of stuff, and I will try and cobble together something myself. Yes, so they're coming down on Wednesday. I hope that helps. Hope that's all right with you. Just let me know if that all sounds all right. Okay, I really appreciate this, mate. I really do. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi, Roger, it's Brian. You know Ophelia's Nigerian? Well, her dad's from Uganda, but she's Nigerian. So I'll get her to dress in the traditional stuff, and yeah, just say she's my wife. Now, with regards to your job, I think I've been giving this quite a lot of thought, and I think what I'm going to go for is that I own a chain of laundrettes, and you are an IT consultant for me, and you run all the admin and IT stuff. If he scratches the surface, I'm fucked, because I just don't know anything about that. So just steer him off that kind of thing. But I'll just say you're really good, and, you know, that I'm really glad to have you and that kind of thing. And Giraffe sounds good. I think I took Gavin and Lucy there once. Yeah, no, I remember that. It's got all sorts, hasn't it? So, yeah, great. So lunch. That sounds good. All right, mate. Cheers. Bye.
Hello, Brian. Roger here. I'm sorry about that. I just assumed Ophelia was Eastern European. I don't know why. Anyway, Nigerian, lovely. Yeah, because that's better, because Giraffe has foods from all around the world, so she'll feel at home there as well. So, okay, laundrette, you run a chain of laundrettes. I suppose that's just, you know, money in, money out, I suppose, and rent costs and that sort of thing. I'm sure we can manage that. I don't know that there's much. I mean, I don't know anything about IT, if I'm honest with you. But then my dad doesn't know that much either, so we can probably work around that. As long as you're, you know, happy talking about, you know, just very broadly about you know, washing powder? And those are the sort of questions I think he'll probably ask. My mum won't be interested at all, so don't worry about that. And yes, just the suit would be great if you could put a suit on. That's it. Other than that, I'll... oh, and in terms of payment for the meal, I'm going to have to say to my dad, yes, of course, I'll take you all for lunch. And then I'm going to have to say that my wallet has been stolen, which I feel a bit rotten about doing, but I don't have much choice there because, you know, I'm still utterly skint. Anyway, I'm sure he'll pick up the tab. Okay, mate. Great. This should be fine. See you later. Bye-bye.
What? No, I know fuck all about washing powder, Roger. No, Ophelia! No, come here! Get your fucking...
Hello, Brian. Roger here. Listen, honestly, don't worry about washing powder. I don't suppose... I mean, I can answer those questions. Hope Ophelia is okay. I'll see you on Wednesday. Okay, mate. Bye-bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. Yeah, I don't know. I know there's one called Ariel. And Purcell, but I don't, beyond that, I won't be of any help. I think I should probably just stick to things I know about, more about sort of business and logistics and that business acumen, that kind of thing, more akin to Silk Route, Autobahn stuff. It's better to stay close to home, you sort of lie better. It's definitely something I've learned over the years. So I'll put that stick that in. I'll sit next to your old man. If we put Ophelia next to your mum, and you could sit on the end. Anyway, well, we won't know until we see the table layout. But see you Wednesday. Hi, Roger. It's Brian. Look, I'm sorry, mate. I'm really sorry. Ophelia's gone. She's gone. I'm not gonna speak to her for a while. Look, I didn't initially think. I just wasn't thinking straight. I just, when we got there, we'd been out the night before, and Ophelia takes this stuff called Yabba, and I had a little bit, and I was just fucking all over the place. I mean, we'd had such a fucking full-on night the night before, so I hadn't really slept. But that doesn't excuse what happened, and I'm really fucking sorry, mate. I was trying to be real, but when I just started getting on a rant and, you know, I sort of warmed to the theme, and then when your dad started sort of joining in with me and I could see how much it was affecting you, and I didn't realise this, and then fucking Ophelia's bloke phones up and she goes into this fit. She came back from the loo and she was all fucking cut, and I think she thought that you'd said something. I don't know quite what happened there, but obviously she thought you'd said something that you obviously hadn't have done about her cousin cussing her cousin, and that's why I think she got the fork. And look, it was a fucking car crash, mate, and I'm really sorry. Thought your dad was lovely, from what I can remember, and your mum, very handsome woman, must have been very sporty, because she, you know, was able to pick you up when you fainted, and get you to the car. I hope you're all right. Sorry once again. Speak soon.
Hello, Brian. Roger here. Well, look, we tried. And I can only thank you for giving that a go. I'll be honest, I was a bit worried when you turned up in suit jacket and tracksuit bottoms. I'm not sure what my dad was going to say about that, but, you know, you telling him that you'd just come from squash seemed to do the trick. But yeah, it was a little bit of a roller coaster by any standards. I know you had to be real, mate, and I appreciate that. I could tell you'd had something, you'd had a drink or something, because you started to get quite heated with me, having a go at my work, and you know, saying that I'd been very sloppy and I hadn't been, you know, up to standard, and really laying into me, actually. And then you blamed it on my recent divorce, which I was trying really hard to keep from my mum and dad. But, you know, that came out, and I suppose that's good, really, because now they know the truth, and we can sort of move on from there. Ophelia went nuts, didn't she? She really did. I don't know who she's speaking to on the phone there, but it's had a bit of a rough effect on her. And if it's any consolation, my dad took quite a shine to you. He saw you as very strong and straight talking, and but he likes those sort of people. I suppose it was good of him to pick up the tab at the end. Anyway, I probably won't have to see them for quite a few months, and by then, who knows where we'll be, life-wise. Anyway, mate, don't apologise. One of those things, and if I can do anything for you, just shout.
Written by and starring Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock. Produced by Joel Morris. This podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.